Fox FM's Eddie Q and Reader. When the mic is off,
they almost exclusively talk about food.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie. Welcome back.
Yeah, missed ya. Missed everybody else here. So it's good to be back after having a little bit of a week off. I see that the station is still intact.
Yes, I managed to not burn things down, and I didn't break the radio.
So. You had a busy week. We'll talk about that later today. I'll chat about my little bit of a recap. Honestly, I just slept about half of it, so that's what you do sometimes.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Exactly. So I'm back fully energized, and it's nice to have the duo back for more mornings.
Reader's become a real chef now.
He's mastered onion rings and chicken balls in his fryer.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I'm back after taking a week off, and it was good. I didn't do a whole ton. Usually when I take a week off, sometimes I'll just travel here and there to a few places. I decided to just stay in town for most of it. Did catch up on a lot of sleep, but I also got caught up on a few other things. Got a few things done, and I'm very proud of myself for doing this. I finally, after 6 years, got a refill on my inhalers. I'm asthmatic. I've had inhalers pretty much all my life, and I haven't had any for the past 6 years because I just never had a family doctor, right? And I just didn't want to go to a walk-in clinic and wait hours just for a prescription. So I finally got a hold of that, and
nice.
I'm tackling my own health issues.
Hey.
But yeah, so it was nice just taking a week off to relax. Played a lot of video games as well, but overall, it was nice with the warm weather that we had, too. It was perfect timing, honestly.
Yeah. Did you get out and do some walking and just, you know, kind of enjoy the outdoors that way?
I did a few here and there. I drove, went on a couple of drives as well. I also cleaned my vehicle inside and out because that thing hasn't been touched since the fall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's nice. Everything's all nice and clean. Got to enjoy the warm weather. Yeah.
Right on.
Overall, a solid week off.
Sweet.
Want to join in on Eddie Q and Reader's conversation? Call or text him at 306-783-3699.
You, Reader, were quite a busy bee last week.
Yes, not only were you away, so I was covering the show while you were gone. Thursday, I was down at Maple Ag and Outdoor.
Yeah.
On Friday, I was at Fun Motorsports on location there. And then after that, on Friday, I went down and hung out at the Fox FM booth at Spring Expo for a few hours as well.
Yeah. How did all of that go?
It was good. It was busy, but it was good.
You were out and about. How was the Spring Expo, by the way?
That was good. Lots of people coming around to check things out, and we gave away some Fox FM swag and just got to say hi to lots of people, so that was nice.
Yeah, the Spring Expo is really cool because it's just awesome to see the different businesses and companies and vendors set up their booths. Lots of cool things that you can just take a look at for future purposes. Certain things that you could buy right away.
Yeah.
It's a really cool thing.
It is. It always feels like you never quite have enough time to see everything.
Yeah, there's a lot, but thankfully there's usually a lot of trade shows that happen throughout the year, so if you miss one, there's others that you can check out throughout the coming times, and of course we'll always be there having our own booths.
Yeah.
Just like you were.
So. Yeah, it's lots of fun.
So make sure to come out next time we're out on a booth during an expo or a trade show.
Reader's no good at fixing things, but if you need someone to hold wrenches, he's your guy.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I believe it was last month or a couple of months ago. There was a family in just outside of Regina that were selling a bunch of the OPG brand hockey cards containing a bunch of very rare Wayne Gretzky ones.
Yeah, it was a case containing 16 sealed boxes of the 1979-80 set.
Yeah.
And it sold at auction for $3.7 million. And the guy that won the auction feels a little buyer's remorse because he found out how sad the runner-up was upon losing out.
Wham, wham. So, yeah, this got sold. So, 3.7 US million dollars, by the way. So that's a lot of money. It's a real estate agent in Ontario who ended up buying this. And yeah, he just apparently, not just that, but I guess he just doesn't really care about these as much as he thought he would.
Yeah, this is the thing that annoys me. You know, people who don't really care, but they're like, oh, I want to have this, so right. I'm going to just bid and go crazy. He said he's in the real estate business. He said he's not a huge card collector, but he has a keen eye for value, and he was keeping an eye on the bidding.
Right.
He said he already owns a Gretzky rookie card that had once belonged to his uncle. And then after he won the auction, he saw an interview with an auction company official speaking about the second place bidder, who was apparently pretty down.
The second place guy, he was really disappointed apparently. And now it's what is this guy going to do with the cards? Apparently he tried reaching out to people like Drake, NHL owners, and even the Gretzky family.
Yeah,
to buy it off.
He said he just wants what he paid for it. But instead of saying, you know, maybe we'll try and make a deal with the guy who lost out on the bid that was feeling bad, he goes to all these rich celebrities and says, maybe you'll buy the case off me.
Right? Just sells it to second place guy, like, right?
Oh, man.
Oh, $3.72 US million dollars. That is just, that's some crazy buyer's remorse, if you ask me.
Yeah.
When Eddie Q misses his alarm, his backup alarm never fails.
A phone call from Reader. Hey, where the heck are you?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
All right, forget me talking in the middle of a song.
You're out of practice. You've been off for a week.
A great way to start your morning off is with a hot beverage. And if you go to Tim Hortons in April, 10 cents from the purchase of every hot beverage in Tim Hortons will be donated to the Health Foundation.
That's right. You know, the Airwaves for Health Radiothon is coming up fast, April 29th and 30th.
Yeah, and again, there's multiple ways that you can still help out beforehand. As we just mentioned, 10 cents from the sale of every hot beverage in April from Tim Hortons will be donated to the Health Foundation so that we can help purchase equipment for the Yorkton Hospital. You're doing a great thing by waking up with caffeine.
Yeah, who doesn't need a jump start to the day?
So go to Tim Hortons, grab yourself a hot beverage, and help out. Yesterday I saw that you last night posted an article. You had a bit of a road trip over the weekend.
Yes, the end of the week last week was fairly busy with a lot going on, and then my mom and dad came into town Friday night and they crashed at my place, and then about 7:30 Saturday morning we were on the road to Aarberg, Manitoba, just this side of Aarberg, to pick up a skid steer.
Okay.
Yeah, they bought a used skid steer, so we took a little road trip.
I had to take a look, thankfully, on the blog that you wrote about, foxfmonline.ca, by the way. I saw it's a bit north of Winnipeg.
Yeah. It's a lot closer to Winnipeg than I actually thought. I didn't realize. I've never been further east into Manitoba beyond Dauphin. So this was a lot of new territory that I had never seen before, and my mom and dad hadn't made a trip out that way at all. So this was kind of...
It was a first for everybody.
Yeah,
eh?
It was kind of neat, to some new territory for us to see, new country, and it was really neat going through, driving past the Manitoba Escarpment as we kind of skirted along by Riding Mountain National Park, along the edge of that, and then going through the Lake Manitoba Narrows. That was really cool.
Okay, yeah, that's through that way through Dauphin, yeah.
Yeah, and that's far past Dauphin, and Lake Manitoba is on both sides. Yeah, didn't realize how huge that is. And
yeah,
still a
it's
lot
quite
of
a
ice.
Huge one, eh?
Yeah.
So, sounds pretty sweet. You guys got a really sweet sweet skid steer now that I'm guessing is going to be used on the farm.
Oh, yeah. Dad's already got plans for using it doing some corral cleaning and clearing trees. He's got attachments at home for doing a bunch of work with it already. One of my brothers was already trying it out yesterday at the farm while he was there. And
are you going to give it a shot?
I'm looking forward to getting in the seat and testing it out myself, too. So, yeah.
And then one day, Reed will be a certified skid steer user.
Yeah.
Watch out. He's going to be plowing the streets and everything.
I've only run a Bobcat a couple of times.
Okay.
And pretty much the same thing, but the controls are a little different now because it's all like joystick in this one. So, yeah.
Well,
it's a lot
sounds
of fun.
Like a fun trip.
It was a good trip we had. lots of food to tide us over on the trip. We got lots of chance to visit, and it was nice to hit the road and take a little adventure.
Yeah, especially with the fam. Yeah. So, hey, if you want to read the whole thing, foxfmonline.ca and on the Fox FM app. It's one of the blogs that Rita wrote last night.
If there's one thing Eddie and Reader barely disagree on, it's food. It unites them.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
If you go to foxfmonline.ca, by the way, or on the app, go to the events page, you can find a lot of cool things that are going on. Some going on this week. We wanted to highlight a fun entertainment show, Circus Genoa. Is coming in.
Yes, indeed. That's going to be a lot of fun, and it's happening actually over the next few days. Minnedosa today.
Mm-hmm. 4:30 and 7:30.
Yes, and then in Moosomin tomorrow at the same times, 4:30 and 7:30, and then Arcola on Wednesday from 4:30 to 7:30. But it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so it's pretty sweet. They got a few things going on in their circus performance, like they have a daredevil in a globe of death. They have Autobots that transform in front of you, acrobats, jugglers, clowns, and a few other cool things as well.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You don't want to miss it, and you want to make sure that you have your ticket so you can go and take the whole family and enjoy the show. That's the best part. It's fun for the whole family.
Yeah, you can get your tickets there. You can also get them online. They have a website at circusgenoa.com. If you go to, the events page at foxfmonline.ca and click on it, you'll be able to see the poster with all of the details and the website that'll lead you to buy the tickets.
Reader likes to live dangerously. His milk is past its date.
But chocolate syrup will take care of that.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Canada got our revenge yesterday.
That's right. Oh, what a game at the Women's World Hockey Championship down in Utica, New York. Team Canada knocks off the American 6-5 in overtime. It's the 13th time that Canada has won gold at the Women's World.
Yeah, and this was after losing last year in Brampton.
Yes.
To the States.
Yes, the Americans beat us on our home turf last year for gold, so we got a little revenge to do it to them, turn the trick on them. So that's awesome.
Yeah, so shout out to Team Canada for winning the Women's World Hockey Tournament.
What a game.
Oh, yeah. I saw that last goal, man.
Yeah. Danielle Serdakny putting in that rebound on the backhand to sneak it in and win it for Canada. It was such a back-and-forth game. Like, Canada would go up one, the Americans would tie it up, and just back and forth. But in the end, yeah, Canada got that power play, and 3 seconds left on the power play. Put it home and won it for Team Canada.
When it comes to women's hockey, international women's hockey, both this and also like in the Olympics, Canada and U.S., man, they are always going neck and neck against each other.
It's Canada, the United States, and then everybody else. And we don't mean that to like slam everybody else, but it's just those two teams are so far ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, we're just on a whole other level. That's it. So again, yeah, big shout out for some amazing hockey play yesterday.
Yeah, I believe the tournament's going to be in Czechia next year. So.
Ooh, that'll be a fun one to watch as well.
Yeah.
If you see Fox FM's Eddie Q lying down on the ground, don't worry. He's trying to fit in a nap.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
A reminder that I'll be hosting the Fox FM Top 30 Hits on Saturday. Tune in. Stream us. Saturdays at 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. in Manitoba. As we count down the 30 hottest songs of the week, we're going to see who's at number one. We have a flashback track going on. And a lot of artist talk. New music, upcoming concerts, some gossip or just some fun stories, and more. Every Saturday, Fox FM Top 30 Hits.
Reader's dream that someone will call him sir without adding, you're making a scene.
Oh, no. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's Eddie Q on Fox FM. Wrapping it up for me today. Good to be back. It also means that later this morning, the More Mornings with Fox FM podcast will be up with me and Reader again. It was just Reader last week in the podcast. That'll be both of us. So if you're not subscribed yet, you can do so on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, honestly. More Mornings with Fox FM is what it's called. If you don't have any of those streaming services, you can also just listen completely free at foxfmonline.ca and on the app.
Every now and then, Eddie and Reader are twinning on their outfits.
You can still tell who is who, though.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.